America Extension Almanac.
A vital resource for agriculture in our state is our soil. Nebraska's been blessed with some of the best soil on the planet, and our farmers are the biggest stewards of that resource. UNL Agronomy Assistant Professor Caro Cordova talks about the importance of testing soil health and conservation of that valuable asset.
So first of all, you know, as an economist, we'll say like, okay, let's take a look. What do you have, right? Like, let's do an assessment. Let's do an assessment to know like in where you are at, right? Like in which level, in which soil health level you are, like compared to, for example, to a fence line that was, you know, a soil that has been undisturbed for like several decades, or probably if you have a native site next to your field, or, you know, a tree line that also has, you know, can serve as a control that you could compare. So my cropland with a tree line or with a fence line, and see like, okay, how much have I, you know, probably built organic matter, or how much have I, like, you know, disturbed the soil? Like, what is the structure? So have a sense of like, what is the level, the soil health status of your field, in order to, like, after that, right, also do an assessment. What are the problems that I'm dealing with? Is it ponding? Is it invasive species? Is it, for example, compaction? So, like, looking into, like, that assessment, not only, you know, taking the soil samples, submit it to the lab for analysis, but also doing an in situ analysis of looking, you know, an observational analysis of, like, do I have crusting? Do I have compaction? Where do I have compaction? What are my yields? You know, so now that we have so many sensors in our combines, in our, you know, machinery, we could get that information to inform us about, like, okay, these are the areas that are underperforming in my, you know, 300 acres or something. With that information, the more information that they gather, like through lab analysis and through an in situ observational or like qualitative assessment, that, you know, really lead them into, okay, so my issue is, for example, compaction. Okay, so what am I doing? How many times I'm, like, you know, coming in into the field, like with my machinery? So do I, like, how, what is the frequency of tilling? Is it like because I have just a monocrop, like corn, continuous corn? That's, you know, make them think about like what is causing these issues, because, you know, compaction doesn't come like overnight, doesn't appear overnight. It's something that, you know, is the result of like lots of traffic and trampling on the fields and so on. So those things are, you know, need to consider and not do the comparison like my, you know, I'm doing this but my neighbor is doing that, because soils are so diverse that what, you know, your neighbor is doing probably doesn't apply. Also, we need to open up, right? Like, and share this information, like, you know, contact us if they have issues, you know, and we could help them to do those assessments, looking into the system, right? Like before, we were looking into the fertility of the soil because we really wanted to like increase yield. But today, that's not the case. That doesn't apply anymore. The soil is a very complex system that definitely needs to, like, we need to look into the physical, chemical, and biological properties, because all of those three interact to each other and really help to build these healthy soils, like healthy plants, healthy animals, and healthy communities.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent CropWatch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to cropwatch.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.